Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I'm in a good mood today. It's no rain outside today, Cody, finally for a weekend here in California. It's sunny. It's nice.
Yeah, it's been a beautiful, beautiful previous couple of days we've had here.
People, for the past month, every weekend has been rain for some fucking weekend. For some reason or whatever. But this weekend is nice and beautiful outside. The allergies are all cleared up. Get a whiff of that. You hear on The Last Drop, sipping on that champagne, you know. Oh, that's beautiful. I didn't even notice that. It's got this old little white lady on here.
I know it's good.
Yeah. I think she owned us, Cody, at one point.
That's my great-grandmother right there.
I think your great-grandfather slept with her, Cody. I think you was producer with her.
I think that checks out. Yeah.
Well, she looked like Leia from Star Wars. Damn. Okay, look, she got that scarf on, too, Cody. That is your great-grandmother. That scarf. Okay, yeah.
All right. Still can't get a discount off that shit. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah,
your family invented that and still can't get one, huh?
Too much black passed throughout the generations. That's why.
You missed them generations of white going on. That's why. Yeah. That's too far back. You can't go that far back.
That first generation got to pass. Anyone after that. I'm like, nah.
Put that dog tag around their neck. You know, you better come back to the store. You know, why do you think so many dads be like, I'm just going to the store? I'm just going there real quick. They ain't got that dog tag on them no more, Cody. They like, oh, you mean to tell me I don't have to come back? Well, I'm just going to go get a pack of cigarettes then. So I'll be back, though, I swear.
I'll get a carton of milk. I'll be back.
I think we just solved why so many dads say they go to the liquor store now, Cody.
Yeah.
Back in their day, they weren't allowed to just leave. They had to come back. Or that was their ass and shit. Now, they so spoiled, they just like, you mean tell me I can go for days and not have to come back? Man, I think we just solved that.
Hey, you mean, hold on. Time out. I shall return.
Oh. What happened? What happened here?
Oh. Somebody's cooking right now. It's the girlfriend cooking. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, shit. He's getting some food right now. So he about to just vanish and go eat real quick. She straight up just called him for some food or whatever and stuff. That boy ain't ate all day or whatever. It's probably breakfast time, people, because it is kind of early right now. And it is The Last Drop celebrating. Damn, I'm kind of jealous now, even though I already had my breakfast. I'm really jealous now. You know, I had some nice pancakes. I saw some eggs, some bacon. some hash brown. Ooh, I feel so replenished right now. And I guess Cody ain't ate all morning yet, so therefore he's got to grab him a little quick bite. You know, knowing his girl, though, it's probably just like some oatmeal or some shit she threw in a microwave or whatever. She probably just said, here, eat this, you black bastard, whatever. This is all you deserve. You know, you didn't do shit last night, so I had to watch the dogs and everything while they was vomiting and shitting on their cells or something like that. Your black ass didn't do shit all day, so here, just take this or whatever. So he didn't come back with no plate, neither. He just took a bite. He came back, though, everybody. Like, so they said, get your black ass over here and make
right. Or whatever. And stuff. Girlfriend is making breakfast tacos, and we had the world's most sensitive fucking smoke alarm, so.
I was just talking shit about you, saying she made that nigga some oatmeal. She said, here. Yeah, your black ass didn't do shit. She said, your black ass didn't do shit. I was up all last night, and them dogs vomiting shit on themselves, and you was sleeping. I got last drop tomorrow. I got to suck. So she said, this is what you get. You don't even get no brown sugar in this motherfucker today, whatever. You just get some oatmeal. You know, adults still eat oatmeal. I'm sorry, but like when you're an adult and you still eat oatmeal, fuck you. You don't eat
oatmeal. I don't mind oatmeal every now and again. You just have to really, really doctor it up.
Nah, fuck all that. You give me a real man breakfast. Give me some waffles. I want some eggs. I want some sausages.
It still can taste good if you know, do it right.
I don't give a fuck. I don't want to do shit to it.
People, not poor people, you know?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't want that shit. Yeah, I want a real man's breakfast.
A real man's breakfast.
I don't want that shit I've been eating as a kid because we couldn't afford anything else. No. I don't want that man with that fucking... I don't want the lady on that box that look like this and shit like that no more. Okay, that Quaker oat.
You talk shit about my great-grandmother.
Hey, hold up now. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, great-grandmother. Hold on now.
Wait, my great-grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
You talk shit about her.
You better get some respect on it now. Your great-grandmother, now, she was a whore. But,
reason you drinking that champagne right now.
But your great-grandma, we don't talk shit about her. But your great-grandma, we talk shit about her. Now, she was a whore.
Okay.
But your great-great-grandma, now, that lady was class.
There we go. Yeah.
Lady was class. She had her slaves in check. let's start off racist real fast. Rest in peace, Cody's great-great-grandmother. Whatever you doing up in there, whatever whatever color you may be, too. For all I know, you could be Antarctica. So, I got that from Boondocks, that when they wanted Antarctica bitches. I mean, I was like, that must be a thing then, right? They wanted East Indian bitches and Antarctica bitches. I mean, that's a thing, Cody. You didn't know that? God. Boondocks out here teaching shit. I didn't know Antarctica bitches was a thing. Shit.
Apparently.
When you're in prison, color. when you're in prison, Cody, I mean, shit, everything in color. When you ain't had a woman in so long, and all you looking at is man's butt and whatever shit, I mean, you start to think any color is a good enough fella for you. Antarctica bitches, they must be blue.
Oh shit,
Avatar chicks or something like that. Whatever, they must have had Avatar in prison or whatever. So, oh man, it is champagne month still here on the last drop.
It very much is.
Yeah, and funny enough, I went to a champagne tasting the other day, and I got to tell you, I had this like sparkling grape champagne, sparkling wine grape champagne. That shit was delicious as hell. It was sweet as hell too, though. Nice little dessert champagne. But that's past that or whatever. We're here on the last drop, and the NBA playoffs have kicked off yesterday.
Yes, they did. Going about as I expected.
Yeah, I know my barber was giving me shit about it. He's like, you ain't got no faith. I was just like, you want to put some money on that at the end of the day?
Yeah, you're right. I have no faith. Yeah, logic.
Thank you. Yeah, what the hell? Like,
science.
He's trying to give me this lecture about, like, that's the problem with you Laker fans. You switch up. It ain't about switching up.
I'm just calling how I see it.
Yeah.
That's like, what it is, man.
That's like saying the fucking Orlando Magic is going to win a championship. Come on now. That ain't never going to happen.
That's a dangerous-ass mentality. And just leading blind. Just having your own way. Yeah, exactly.
Blind stupidity.
It's going forward. Yeah, blind. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have blind stupidity. I have, as Cody said, logic.
Yes.
Well, why would this team beat that team? Like, I need a good reason for it. Why? Mm-hmm. Like, one team is very inconsistent. Constantly.
Yes.
And the other one's been consistent all year. So why would I even have faith in this one team.
There is quite a full stash of evidence.
Yes.
To suggest that this certain team will overcome this other team.
I love how we're talking about this game without even mentioning any players or names. Yep. And that, you know what? That's the best way to possibly You know, my brother was saying they need to lose that game so they don't play that so-called
champion. I was like, they got to go past them regardless. So why? Yeah, it's so stupid. That mentality is dumb.
Might as well just get it over with.
Yeah, might just get it over with.
Get it over with. I mean, if it's another ass whooping like last year, then hey.
Yeah, because you know the championship is going through them. So it doesn't even make sense when you face the first round, second round, third round.
Who gives a
this
fuck?
This round, that round. Short round.
I'm just don't tired matter. Of being, I'm just tired of Denver being number six. Seven.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said that loud.
No, you didn't. I was going Denver and five.
Yeah, maybe.
I got Denver and five. You got Denver and six. That's good enough. it's the same shit. Don't matter.
Yeah, it really don't.
Man, I bet you, Cody, it's five. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we both lose at the end of the fucking day.
Yeah, nobody wins in this situation. Mind you, we're not winning in this.
Remember when 4 years ago when AD was better than you, Nikola Jokic?
Oh yeah, yep. That shit flipped real quick.
Where that gap at now? How did that gap just
Oh, that's a huge gap.
It's a huge fucking gap now. It's like
there's Jokic.
It's like that champagne bottle now, Cody. Like, yeah, it's like what happened to the rest of that liquid in there?
Yeah, it's like 2020 was a long time ago, my friend.
It really was.
Man,
it was like that. It's like that big bag of chips, Cody, that we talked about earlier. It's just like. I can't wait to just cheat on my diet and eat a whole bag of chips this Saturday morning or whatever and watch cartoons. And then you open it up and you go like, what the fuck, dude?
And mind you, we're saying this based off of one of AD's best years since 2020, actually. He's been having a fantastic year. And we're still saying this.
Yeah, he's too inconsistent. I said last year, I hope he plays well so they can trade his ass. Just trade his ass. Just get rid of him. He is useless.
At this rate, with the trajectory the league is going, and the West is still not going anywhere, still getting better and better. He's still some bullshit, but the West is still king.
Yeah.
So, and then I still don't see anybody beating Denver, even fucking next year, probably. I'm just going to say it. Minnesota's getting better. Memphis is going to come back with John Morant next year.
Yeah, sack count.
Fucking OKC. They're OKC, a great young team. Great young talent.
Yeah.
So, who knows if Spurs is going to probably add a couple pieces around Wembanyama. So it's like.
Yeah, Wembanyama's a star in the making right there, whatever. Get rid of AD. I see both West and East doing things, whatever. Man, by the way, hold on. I know I'm still salty about this. My barber was like, just let it go, Jay. I was like, no, I can't let this go. Okay, goddamn it. Mm-hmm. Did you see that game against the Knicks with the Bulls and DeMar DeRozan, that dunk he did?
I did not, actually.
I cannot stop watching this man. And you should see me watching this man going like, that was supposed to be ours. I'm like that black dude from this show. I'm just like, I was like, I want that Negro. I want that Negro right there. I want to. This dude did a three. They was chanting Kobe at this motherfucker the way he did this. I didn't see Kobe, but man, he had three dudes sticking him. He went into the paint with a 360 spinneroonie, Cody, and laid the fucking ball up on all three
five
of them.
Five time,
motherfucker. the announcers lost. I haven't heard the announcers this goddamn excited since.
We missed that clip. Okay.
Yeah, man. You gotta just look it up. It was last weekend, I believe, or something like that. I watched the game and I was just like, God damn, dude, what in the fuck? I've been salty ever since I found out that we went with Russell over him. I was just like. Do you know that like the Bulls are like the disenfranchised Laker players?
Like, basically.
it's like all the young guys and stuff that we had of talent of defense and stuff like that all went there and now they all got like chips on their shoulders and shit like that.
Yep.
It's just a problem that they just like wasting their talent with the Bulls because the Bulls management ain't really shit or whatever and stuff like that. And they just don't know how to really use that talent and stuff like that. I mean, granted, it looked like we didn't either, to be honest. It looked like they're getting more to shine over there.
Yeah, Lakers, we can't develop young players. We never had. That was never really a thing.
Yeah.
Other than Kobe, maybe, but that's about it. You know, every once in a while.
Yeah. That's
yeah, I guess Magic, yeah. But that's like few and far between because we're not. Look at OKC. Look what the fuck they're doing.
I feel like with Kobe and Magic, and like you said, I was like, I feel like those are just generational talents too at the same time. It's mm-hmm. like they were like destined to succeed in some aspect or another, right?
Yeah, like, then I like the Spurs, you know, to draft well.
Yeah.
You know, to cultivate young talent, you know.
Who do we gotta fire to like get up in that? Like just
I think it's ownership. I don't think it's – I wouldn't blame it on Rob Pelinka. I think it's mostly ownership. I mean, I'm sure there's some blame to go on him too. But I think it's primarily ownership.
Yeah. Because this is like just decades of thing. I mean, it's just the point. It's just like you got to accept it. I think we're getting back into those Kobe years, you know, when we just
– it's not quite there yet. No, that bad.
We're like getting into Kobe
years, but it'll be there soonish, maybe.
Yeah, because you touched on a point that I talked about yesterday is all these other teams are getting better year by year.
Yeah. We're just kind of stagnant. We're just kind of the same. We don't really get better.
And then you look at the East, and they got like these superstars that are like still in their 20s and shit. And it's just like,
right.
And then you go to the West, like you said, and they just getting these young draft picks or whatever that are like, oh man, they got hunger and shit. And you're just like, and then you look at us and go like, what are we doing?
Yeah,
like, what are we doing here? Like,
because I'm telling you, dude, OKC and Minnesota, they might be like the future of the West coming up, minus Denver.
I was gonna say OKC and Spurs or whatever, but yeah, I'll throw Minnesota.
Spurs. I think they need to add a couple more pieces, but Spurs could definitely, yeah.
Spurs has this one thing called that we don't have is patience.
Yes, they do.
They literally came out and said that's actually true.
That's actually a good point.
They said in 3 to 5 years, Wembanyama is going to be a name you remember to the day. I was just like, damn, 3 to 5 years. I was like, shit, I never heard them that number in Laker today. It's like 6 to 8 months.
Lakers like now.
Shit, if you don't get it now, whatever. I mean, look, once again, I don't discredit our championship in 2020 like some other people do, whatever and shit. I will say, though, the reason why AD was so good is because of that fucking break he had in between, you know. Besides that, I'm just like, I can never say that AD had this like dominant year where he actually meant something on the court. Because like even this year, Cody said, you know, he's having his best year, but it's like, it ain't mean a goddamn thing. We still number 7.
It really hasn't, no.
Yeah. it's like we're still number fucking 7. I'm tired of being number 7, Cody. I feel like it's been in a row
tired
now.
Tired of these fucking play-in games. I'm like,
yes!
Oh, God, this shit.
Yes, Cody. Yes. I'm starting to turn into talk with Cody. Man, yeah. Why are we talking about? Ain't nobody worried about you old dogs, man. Man, every time I see them on TV now, I just go like, why are we talking about them? They ain't doing shit. Like, you know, it's like... They not doing shit. What about OKC over here or something like that? Talk about them or whatever. Like, I'm just tired of it. I know. I'm just tired of it. 2020, like I said, I'd never take that championship away because a win's a win or whatever and shit. But if we wouldn't have had that break, I wonder if AD would have just got hurt anyway, to be honest. But now he just, I don't know. You just look at him and just go like, what a waste of potential. That's one of those things. Is like, can I get 3 younger dudes for him?
Yep, that's what I was saying, man. Like I said, that the Chicago trade I always wanted. Like the past like 3 years.
Yeah, man. Have we been saying that for like 3 years?
Something like that. I'd be like, oh man, that'd be so great. That'd be awesome.
I would have loved for DeMar DeRozan to be leading our team with a young team lineup. I'd have been like, yeah, it's perfect. Yes. I want that so badly. Yes. I would anything, to be honest. And plus, I love his interviews, too, where he said, half the league ain't shit anyway. I was just like, oh, my God, finally. Finally, someone. He said, some dudes can't lace two strings. Well, where my plate at now? Hold up now. I know I already ate. Did she call me fat? She did, anyway. But, yeah, man, I think we're going to be number 7 next year.
at this rate. It just brings me to the point now, and I hate to come down to this. It's just like, why are we holding on to LeBron and AD right now because we know know what's going to happen at this point. I know this is kind of sacrilege. People talking about this kind of scenario playing out because given the talent that they are, but you got to kind of think about: should we start trying to think about offloading LeBron and or AD? You know what I mean?
Oh, we should,
because we see how the league is trended nowadays. Everything's younger.
Yeah, look at all the stars that we know of today. They're all in their mid-30s, mm-hmm. and they're all kind of slowly fading out or whatever, a little bit here and there and stuff. Like everyone always tell me, oh, they're worried about the Phoenix Suns. It's like, I'm sorry to tell you this, as I told you, Kevin Durant's not a threat like that. Now, if you're playing one-on-one ball, he might be, without a doubt, whatever and shit. But as far as team ball goes, whatever, that man can't get past the second round or whatever and shit with a team. So it's like, you know, and I don't give a damn if it's stacked or not or whatever and shit. Like, he ain't a threat or whatever because, look, basketball is a team sport. Nikola Jokic, he ain't dominating because he's putting up 40 points a game or nothing like that, whatever shit. No, he's good in every aspect of the defending rim or whatever stuff.
Is literally Jokic. You want to talk about generational talent? The things that man can do. I love watching Jokic play, dude. The way he with precision, his passes and his shot selection ability. Yeah. The dude is nuts. I it's hard to describe Jokic. Mm-hmm. He's crazy.
You know what games I've been watching more too is whatever because I really do like seeing them play now is Dallas games. I do like seeing Kyrie and Luka play.
Yeah, dude, Kyrie and Luka. Well, we were talking all that shit, but you know about Kyrie, obviously for
he deserves it too. Yeah,
but man, I'm telling you, that worked out great for Dallas.
I told you they got the better trade.
If you give them another piece to watch the fuck out,
man, especially if they get like a. Just a really good defensive player, or just like a
He can like a really solid 3-and-D dude to go with him.
Ooh, man,
they got like a Pascal Siakam here. He went to fucking Indiana, but he would have been great for him.
Oh, yeah. He would have been easily great. Whatever.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, I'm just saying, dude. They looking nice, dude. Look at this. Kawhi got hurt. He's not gonna play game one.
Oh, shocking. Same old tune. See.
You know Stephen A. Smith was saying the same shit and people were shitting on him saying, man, he just hating on Kawhi. Let that man play in the Olympics.
No.
Just like, what are y'all talking about? Like
for the 50th time, he's not talking about Kawhi's talent. He's talking about his availability, which is ironically the best talent.
but Cody, this is the first year, and since he's been with Toronto, what is it, since Toronto? Since he's played a whole 70 games, Cody. Mm-hmm. Has it been since Toronto? It can't be that goddamn long now. Like, I don't know if people know, but that's a long fucking time ago, okay? Like, he has not played a full season. Mm-hmm. He has not played a full fucking season there. And people are talking, getting shitting on Stephen A. Smith because Kawhi got put on the Olympic team, and I'm with Stephen A. Smith. I'm like, that's like an all-star game. I could give a fuck less about that. Like, why in the give a shit what I care about this Olympic shit, whatever? Now, granted, back in the day, maybe I would have, but nowadays I look at it and go like, look, Kawhi, middle-aged, 30, injuries every fucking year. I got one more shot probably to get a championship ring. And if it ain't this year, it damn sure possibly can't even be next year. Why would I want to waste my last good year if it is? I'm just putting this in, out there, whatever. My last good year, wasting it on an Olympic 10 game or something like that. Like, the fuck about
that? Yeah.
I want that ring, baby. Shit. I want to go out with a bell ass, Cody. I want that ring. Yeah, I want the gold, baby. I want the gold. Shit.
Where gold at?
I'm going to get the bulldozer and I'm going to whip that tree out, baby. I'm going to get that bull. This motherfucker, what's his injury this time? Is it a knee again? It's always a fucking knee. Yeah, it's a knee.
Meniscus.
It's a knee, Gail Cody. He won't play against Sunday versus Mavericks. That's okay. I thought the Mavericks were going to win that game five anyway. No,
yeah, they're going to take it anyway.
Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, knee. Won't play Sunday versus in game one and questionable for game two. Yeah, well... y'all owe Stephen A. Smith an apology. That motherfucker can't. I'm telling you this right now. They would have beat the Suns last year if Kawhi wouldn't have got hurt. That's how good Kawhi was playing. And them said he was playing balling out. And what did he do after game one? He got hurt again. Mm-hmm. And he missed every game since then, whatever. He's just like, yep. That man cannot. Look, I'll talk shit about Clippers all day. I'll give Kawhi his little flowers, though. That man, when I see him play, I'm like, man, that dude is a bona fide baller.
Yeah.
I'd love to have him on my team. But then I see that shit right there, and I look at him and go like, yeah, I'm glad he's not on my team.
Well, yeah. I'm glad it never panned out. Those rumors of him coming to the Lakers. I'm like, yeah.
He'd just been sitting on the fucking bench or whatever. We already got one injury promo. Like, I'm about to say,
yeah, we didn't need to. Yeah, that would have been disastrous. Yeah.
I don't know. I definitely don't want to. I just do not want to. Oh, my God. So you got – I'm a root for OKC, Cody, on the West. I'm going to go with the underdogs, baby. Well, I guess they're not really underdogs, realistically, because they're the number one seed or whatever.
OKC, as far as
– the West Conference Finals.
Oh, West Conference Finals. Oh, yeah. Denver and OKC. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What the brackets look like anyway? Who playing who? And let me see this.
You know what? I'm gonna say Denver, Dallas.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah,
I actually want Dallas too as well. You know what? Fuck it, I'm gonna go Dallas. Brackets looking like here. Okay, we got OKC, Pelicans, Pacers, Bucks, Clippers, Mavericks, Celtics, and Heat. I don't think Butler's playing in that series. I think he's hurt with a meniscus. I can't remember now.
Something like that.
Lakers, Nuggets. Because if Butler was playing, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not betting on that game. I was like, I ain't betting on that game, whatever. I don't give a damn what seed the Heat is. But he ain't playing, so I don't know. Then you got 76ers and Knicks. I actually am giving the edge to the Knicks winning that one.
Yeah, I would say Knicks.
Because I think Embiid is out for the next, I don't think they said, but I know he's out for the rest of some of those games or whatever. You got Cavaliers and Magics, Timberwolves and Suns. I'm going to say Timberwolves and Suns. I'm going to say that goes all the way to game 6 or 7.
I can see that going 7 games.
Yeah. Bucks and Pacers. Pacers looking nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking real good. That could be a little dog fight right there. I got OKC beating Pelicans, Dallas beating Clippers. I'm going to go Bucks on Pacers. Man, since Jimmy ain't playing, I'll go Celtics. I already got Nuggets, obviously. Then I'm going to go Knicks, I'm going to go Dallas, and I'm going to go Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on par with that. Those choices.
Those are easy.
Yeah, that was pretty much no-brainer. Yeah,
it was a no-brainer. Any one of the other teams winning that series, that's almost damn near an upset. Actually, yeah. I'll say Pacers, maybe that won't be so much of an upset or whatever, just depending on the layout of the game. Lakers beating the Nuggets, that definitely would be
a huge upset.
That'd probably be the biggest fucking upset, actually, in this whole first-round series here. That would be nice too, by the way. I gotta tell you, that would be
fun. I would love that. Of course.
I'd love the shit out of that, actually.
Yeah, I would love to be wrong.
Unfortunately, they'd wear themselves out in that first fucking series, and they'd be like, oh, we too tired to fucking play now. What the fuck you mean you too tired?
Get your ass up.
Get your goddamn ass out there, Cody. What are we sipping on today, Cody? Shit, enough of this goddamn hippity hop b-ball talk or whatever and shit.
Ahem, as I clear my throat.
Get that phlegm out there.
Today, we are pouring a recommendation. Not only a recommendation, actually bought by my lovely girlfriend. She was listening to last week, not this previous week episode, but the week before. She was hearing our take on champagne, sparkling wine. Yeah, and she well versed in it. Yeah, she actually did. Yeah. Like, you dumb motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know shit.
Don't. We said this multiple times. I will say this. I thought Cody gave a nice review on that episode, though. So therefore, I will say, as ignorant as he may have sounded, and me just nodding my head and grinning, I thought he did well. Okay, so so fuck you. He can't say that, but I can. So he will be on the couch tonight. So don't say nothing. Just laugh and just keep nodding head.
So today we are pouring. I don't even know how to say this shit. Prunette.
She did that shit on purpose.
R-E-I. She probably did. It's a plant.
Yeah, she just wanted to make you look stupider than ever. Like, god damn, shit. That's some cold-hearted shit right there.
This motherfucker can't say brute. And now this motherfucker can't say prunette.
We just wanted to know how it was said. I ain't never heard the word said before. We was like, do they go by brute or brut? We just say, fucking.
This is the.
Hey, fuck y'all. We going back to beer and whiskey. Yeah? Hey, listen to that fucking episode. Question. Shit, you ain't got shit on us now.
This is the Metodo Traditional Cordon Negro.
Why the fuck did you just have a Spanish accent when you said that shit? He said, Negron.
That's how you say it.
Oh. You got all Latin on us and shit.
extra dry, as they call it. So I'm about to pop this open. And I believe this bottle.
She said, if he fucks this up, you ain't getting no ass tonight in the shower.
Yeah, I think this is like a $15 bottle, give or take, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So very affordable.
I feel like most champagnes are affordable.
Yeah. Pop this bad boy open.
Shit, I told you I opened mine way before, dude. I wasn't having no explosion sequence in there. I was like, nope, not happening this today. Oh shit, I had to drink that real quick. Them bubbles popped up real fast. Oh shit.
I saw that. I was like, damn. Bubbles like rise.
Yes.
Rise, motherfucker. Rise.
You thought we was empty, huh, bitch? No. Now say my name right, Brut. I gotta tell you, champagne bottles too are a bitch to open.
They can be.
Yeah.
They can be.
And you know when they're bitched open, that's probably the most explosion.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's just exactly. Like, oh, here it comes. So it's like, wait for it. All right. Here it comes. Man, I hope I don't fuck pronouncing this shit up. I was struggling with this.
Yeah, you probably will.
Man.
Just get out the way.
Jesus Christ, man. Can't you just be called Champagne One? Give me some easy names or whatever.
Alrighty. So here we have
that was a quiet pop.
Very extra bright. Get that right there. Seen a glass, got a little shit of haze right there. I mean, this shit is almost clear.
You know what it looked like?
Can't really tell in the camera. It looks more yellow in the camera.
Yeah, it looked more like hard lemonade.
But man, this shit is clear. A lot of fucking bubbles, obviously, as you should. Yeah.
It's looking bubbly.
Mm.
Did she tell you that champagne you like tastes like shit too, by the way?
Yep.
Wow. God damn.
Yes, sir.
God damn. Shit. That motherfucker gave it. She said last drop, bitch. That's a fuck it. You're like, what the hell?
Basically,
what the hell's wrong with your taste buds, baby?
Yeah, praise a little bit, but basically, it's like, damn. Your palate is shit.
God damn. She probably said, are you used to sucking dick or what? Because like, I didn't know you had ass takes like that or whatever on shitty champagne. God damn, Cody. God damn. Shit. You know what? If I had a significant other that was telling me some shit like that on one of my reviews, man, it'd probably be like that Key and Peele skit. So I'd be like, yo, Cody, so I told that. You ever talk about my like that again? We'll be in space and shit and be like, God damn, shit.
Open up a fucking portal.
Dr. Strange, that shit, real quick. Hey. Shit, I'll tell him that's my Madeline clone right now. Yeah, God damn. He says, your taste buds are shit, so I guess we can't trust Cody on champagne, man. Whatever, like.
Get a, it's a nice one. No, it's like, you know, like a, kind of like a grapefruit kind of thing going on.
You probably like, that's ass juice.
A little bit. Sweet
guy. Let that shit down go too, by the way. You just never I just never gonna let that. I just already can see it.
You like fucking a mum Napa?
Yeah, like she's. How
dare you?
I'm gonna be like, oh, let's go to this new brewery. It's really good here. I'm supposed to take your word for it. Okay, baby. She gonna pet you on the head too, baby. Just let me pick going for it, okay? You just sit back and enjoy the ride. Be like, okay, emasculating your ass and shit. Just like, oh, okay. All right, let's sit here, bro. I like dark wine. Yeah, I like it. Cody's review is gonna be all basic shit going forward. I like it. I mean, that motherfucker gonna get no more last drops after this now.
I just completely torn to Ewok.
Yeah. she gonna go back and taste everything you gave a last drop and be like, "What the fuck is wrong with this dude?" Like, god damn, this tastes bad.
Oh man. Also getting quite a bit of pear too. Some tropical fruit action going on. A slight bit of breadiness. A little biscuit action going on.
She's gonna be like, bitch, ain't no biscuit in the champagne. No. Shit.
Almost like a bit of like a little lime zest, like freshly grated lime, if you will.
Get over here and butter my biscuits and stop talking about that goddamn champagne. You don't know what you're talking about.
Ooh. That is lovely. Man, that falls in nose pretty much beef for beef. Like what you smell is what you're getting. Like grapefruit, pear, yeah. A little bit of that bit. Oh, actually, it's really zesty in the back end. Mm. That shit is super zesty. Holy shit. Oh, that's nice. My mouth feels nice too. It's dry, but it's almost creamy at the same time. It sounds kind of weird, but it leaves some nice little prickliness on the tongue.
She peeking her head like around the corner. She's like, this man.
Still don't know the fuck he talking. Ain't that goddamn good shit.
Like, what the fuck? He's talking about creamy. Ain't no creamy. You dumb fuck you. Just sit in the background. Let me do the work. Be a good pet.
Damn.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a pet, Cody. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't know what the hell you damn it for or whatever shit. Especially, did you not hear Charles Xavier? That motherfucker said it's fine. So, yeah, you should tell you it's fine, too. Shit. I'll tell you what, I'd be a pet for the right woman, shit.
Of course you would.
Hell yeah, shit. I got no standards, shit. So, yeah. Where the white women at?
I like how you said that was such conviction, though. he meant that shit.
Yeah. What these bitches want from her? Quote DMX, I met her at an ice cream parlor.
But we got like a lingering honey note too. That kind of just goes like from the middle, and it just goes to the back of the palate, and it just dominates the finish. And you know, oddly enough, it's almost kind of warming too, in a way. ABD, it was only 11.5%. It was actually kind of warming, which is kind of weird. I never gotten that from a sparkling wine before. Very interesting.
She like, bitch, that's my food. That ain't this wine.
Well, maybe.
I put paprika in the bitch, okay?
Yeah, I'm enjoying this quite a bit. That's good. Perfect for the day too. Nice bright blue sky, sun's out, weather's like perfect.
K&L Culver City's open. Yeah, everything's
K&L great. Culver City's open.
Yeah, everything's great.
Oh, yeah, fucking 40 lace bottle still. It's all good. Yeah. I'll come out and pick it up later.
Yeah, I don't know why they liking my post or whatever and shit. That wasn't supposed to be positive. That was I gave a long, detailed expression about it, but I was like, I don't even want to do that. But I was like, yo, y'all, my friend here, a bottle. That was really fucked up what y'all did, but you know.
This thing packs a lot of flavor. I'm getting a lot of like a juicy quality to it, a lot of tropical fruit. excuse me. I love that lingering honey note in the back end. That's really nice. I love the fact that it just sticks throughout pretty much the entirety of the pour going down the palate. Yeah, this is a very nice pour, man. It's not like blowing my mind or anything, but
it's
really good, very refreshing. A lot of flavor, cheap as fuck too. Nice size bottle, $15. Can't go wrong with this. Yeah,
$750.
Yeah, $750.
Oh wow, $15. Yeah,
this is gonna get. I'm gonna give this a third drop. A third drop for me.
Now, quite tasty. Now your girlfriend review. This tastes like ass, and I tricked him. I gave him this as a test. I gave him this as a test, and he fucking failed or whatever and shit. This is a one. Okay, this is a one. God damn. Step your, what do they say? Step your bars up, raise your bar level, whatever. Well, step your taste buds up, bitch. Man. Cody kept that review very minimalistic this time. He was just like, this is refreshing. It's delicious. It's doing some nice things with the palate. It's going to be a three. He looked behind him. I look sideways like, I think I'm safe. Like, that was like Cody's most unenthusiastic three ever as he looked around the room like, okay. We're good. Okay, yeah, let's go. Your turn to be. Just go ahead. Go. <It's like laughs> oh man. Before I can go on with mine now, or whatever, I just want to give a special shout out to one of the goats for 30 years of Illmatic, to Nas.
Oh, shout out to Nas.
30 years of Illmatic. 30 years. On Friday it was, or whatever, and the comment section was always wonderful, especially when I saw this one thread of saying how To Pimp a Butterfly was a better album.
I'm not going to comment on it.
There was actually a Kanye thread too on that, or two as well, where they said College Dropout's a better, more memorable album than Illmatic 2. I was like, ooh.
Alrighty.
Now we're just stretching. And then there was another thread too as well. Where they said Drake's first album was more memorable.
You lost me at Drake.
Oh man, it was interesting. It was very interesting.
Speaking of rap, man, I tried not to keep up with any of this shit because it's actually coming fucking annoying at this point. What's up with all the fucking rap beefs right now? Is this like in style?
It's all the same.
Is that what's going on? Is that like the new trend? Is it like the it thing right now? Because every time I look at fucking X or Twitter, whatever the fuck I'm going to call it, there's somebody beefing. Somebody dropping a diss track or something.
Yeah.
And I remember when like diss tracks used to actually like
mean something.
Something.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they were released few and far in between. But it seems like every time I turn my head around, there's another fucking somebody dropping another diss track.
And like they don't really mean anything. They don't.
They don't.
And like the thing is, they really don't. They have like no place in hip hop history neither. Like they don't.
Yeah.
They're never like quoted as like one of the greatest. Mm-hmm. It's just like I found out that like nowadays like beefs are started now just to make money. Kind of. They're not even really.
I guess that kind of makes sense because I mean you get a lot of people talking, but people can't shut the fuck up about it.
yeah. Because hip hop is so boring now, Cody. Like they don't. It's like what's the yeah. It's boring as shit. Or whatever. Okay, so. I saw this thing where it said, look at this era of 2000 music in New York alone. And they played a bunch of artists I didn't like, artists I love. And the one thing I just quoted from all that, too, is I was like, everyone that I just listened to in this one little 1 minute clip here all had a different style. All had a different style. All sounded like their own uniqueness. Whereas today, let's be real, what do you talk about in hip-hop? It's so fucking, and that's not even me just saying I hate it or whatever. I'm just being serious, right? I don't really hear people talk about hip-hop like they used to talk about hip-hop. It's boring as shit. It's the same shit over. I mean, you know, it's the same beats over. We've said it a bunch of times. Negroes look the same over and over. By the way, my brother showed me WrestleMania because he heard us talking about it, and he showed me this clip of Lil Wayne performing Dude's Entrance. That shit was hard.
I think I saw a little bit of that.
Woo! That shit was bad, dude. And mind you, this dude was supposed to be the greatest rapper, according to a lot of people. But I was like, wow, this shit was shit. It was like dog shit. I was like, man, this dude. And funny enough, I heard people talking shit about it too, saying couldn't understand a word he was saying. And I'm just like, that's all his music. Can't never understand a fucking word he's saying. And when you do, you just like, huh? The fuck does that mean? I've come to the conclusion that now, especially when like people like Drake or Kanye or anything like them have like quote unquote beefs in the hip hop game, they just using it for publicity stunts to make money. I don't think there's even nothing to it or whatever and shit no more. Those beef days are kind of over. I think the last beef that was actually memorable in our time. God, I even hate to say this too, because I'm such a fanboy of them too. Was it the Nas and Jay-Z? I don't even really remember anything else after that.
I would say that's like the most prominent one. Yeah. At least the last, like, mostly prominent one.
Because there was actually, you know, one was like a really popular artist at the time, and then the other one was like considerable, like the lyrical B.I.G. of his time and stuff like that, or whatever and stuff. So, like, you know, and obviously now you look at them, they're both legends. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess if you want to quote that Game and 50 Cent beef, I thought that shit was, or the 50 Cent and Ja Rule.
Oh, that was. No.
That's when you knew B started getting weak. He was just like 50 Cent, yeah. Ja Rule. I was like, yeah, I don't give a fuck about that. Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, and then before that, it was a bunch of dudes that are dead now before Nas and Jay-Z that had beefs. And then, and then who could ever forget Ice Cube's fucking murder on a one track?
That was a massacre.
I love that in Straight Outta Compton, they show you the sequence of it too. Because the look on their faces was just like, so that's what they look like when they heard that song.
Yep.
Because we all wondered that. Like, what's it like to hear this shit? Because, like, people have talked about Jay-Z shit, like, over and over, and I find his to be hilarious. Like, he was at a club, and it was his birthday that the Ether got released, and they played that fucking song at his birthday, and the whole club just kind of got quiet and looked at him. As the clock struck midnight, Cody. You know that DJ had beef with this Negro, or he just said, I got something for your ass. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
If you was a DJ, would you do some shit like that? Unless he was trying to just get a reaction. Like, I mean, the express, like, and people have told this story too, like from Damon Dash to a lot of other rappers that said they were in the story. None of it all sounds like the same. So it's like none of them is like off track. They all say, like, we just look at Jay and just like look at the look on his face. Like,
man, that would make like a great like short film or something like that. The moments leading up to Ether getting released at Jay-Z's birthday. Was it his birthday or some shit?
Yeah, it was his birthday.
That would make a great short.
It really would. I don't know the age. They had to have been like in their late 20s, maybe early 30s or whatever and shit. Like, probably like 30, 31 or somewhere around that time. Because look, Ether came out 2001-ish. Ooh, so yeah, 24 years ago.
Yeah, I'm going to have to edit that last part out, actually. Yeah, so that's a great fucking idea. I'm about to make that shit.
Nas is like 50 now, so yeah, they were like probably 30 at the time then, dude. So yeah, I mean, so that's where the Straight Outta Compton, they must have heard this in the future, Cody. They must have been a cable. They traveled to the future, listened to this episode, and said, oh, we got to put that in our movie. Because I look on DJ Yellow's face. I don't know who the actor was that played DJ Yellow. That motherfucker's mouth was open the whole time. Yo, that shit was brutal, yo. I mean, like his hands down. Like I that's why I laugh when people say hit him up was like the, it's just like, man, that shit ain't got nothing on no Vaseline, dude. I don't know what you talking about. Like that shit, like, is just like, it's just like a massacre. And like, you know, think about Ether too, there's no punchlines hit. It's going straight into and saying fuck Jay-Z. Yep. It's like you ain't gotta think twice about it, Cody. You ain't gotta like just really. Did you hear the story, the interview too, of how Ether was worse than what it was, but Nas's producer made him change some of the lyrics on it? And it was just like, it's like, I don't even want to know what was worse than that thing. Yep. It was like, dude. Nas was in a very dark place at this time too, people. You gotta understand, his mom was dying of cancer and he didn't want no problems. He didn't want to do anything like this. And Jay-Z just kept making these little H to the Izzo tracks and shit like that or whatever, and making his little subliminal disses, which, by the way, that's the dumbest fucking track name. H to the Izzo. H to the Izzo, V to the Izzo. It's like, Jesus Christ, dude. And so Nas was like, I got something for your ass, whatever and shit. It's like, and Ether came out. So, but Illmatic, it's one of the greatest. You know, actually, I didn't even say it is. To me, it is the greatest hip hop album of all time. It's Illmatic. It's 9 tracks. It's 10 tracks total, but one's a intro. 9 tracks total. Every song's got some meaning. Every song tells a story.
It's hard to argue against that, man. Being basically the top album of all time. Very hard to argue against that.
This is why I argue when people tell me, "Oh, the Pimp a Butterfly will be something like that," whatever. Is because It's been 30 years, Cody, and every list I've ever seen, rather you like shitty hip hop today or whatever, Illmatic has always been on that list in the top five. Illmatic constantly is talked about today. Illmatic is constantly brought up how that is like the standard blueprint of how to make a hip hop album or whatever and shit. I have never heard that not once about the Pimp a Butterfly. And it's been almost 10, it's been 10 years now since that album's been out, because that came out in 2014, I believe. It's been 10 fucking years.
Sounds about right.
I've never heard anyone say that comment or whatever and shit. So for you to say, oh, in the future, Will, though, it's just like 10 years from when Illmatic came out, people was already talking about it. So then 20 years passed by and people still talking about it. Now Nas is in his, like, his fucking retirement veterans age now, whatever it's saying. People are talking about, like, man, that's the greatest album ever. I used to say one of the greatest albums. I was recently having a conversation. I said, you know what? I don't even know why I keep saying one of the greatest. To me, personally, it is the greatest hip-hop album of all time. I enjoy that album to the death of me. I have three copies of the motherfucker. I have the vinyl of that. I think that album is like the solidification of what true hip-hop to me means, and I love that album to death. I think it's from start off to NY State of Mind all the way to It Ain't Hard to Tell. I think them songs on there are classic. And I think The World Is Yours, based off that Scarface movie or whatever, man, the storytelling he does in that that song, whatever, oh, it's just so good. And then his rhyming style and halftime. I mean, a lot of these songs on this album didn't even have chorus hooks. It was just him flowing throughout. And not to mention, I don't want to hear this shit because everybody always said, oh, he was young when he wrote this, whatever, about these newer rappers today. Nas was 16 to 17 years old when he wrote this shit.
I always go back to Illmatic if someone were to ask me the question, what does true hip hop sound like? Oh, here you go. Illmatic.
Illmatic. It's matter of fact, it gets better with time.
It really does.
It gets better with time.
And it's still relevant.
Yeah.
This is relevant as it was when it came out.
30 years ago, April, what was it?
21st?
April, yeah, 21st. 19th. Yeah, it was 19. 30 years ago, April 19th. Man. So toast to that, because that is that mm-hmm. thing right there. I'm glad we're celebrating good hip-hop in the genre today, because I love that comment section, though. They,
man, that dude old, man. Yeah, okay. Better than your fucking rapper.
Oh, man. But anyway, though, it's a champagne. It's a most champagne time, whatever. And I was talking about this champagne a lot in the last few weeks, and I found a 375 milliliter bottle size of it, which I thought would be, which is the Veuve Clicquot. Now, I know I pronounced that right. I got someone to tell me it.
These motherfuckers just cast a spell.
Yeah. Look at that beautiful thing right there.
Say that name one more time, JB.
The Veuve Clicquot.
Yes.
Class some voodoo on you. funny enough, the producers of this is, I think I already said this actually a while back before we even started doing shipping. Hennessy made this bottle. This is a product.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Really? Hey, segue. I was just talking about Nas, and Nas has, investments in his. So there you go. I think it says it right there. You can't see it. Imported by Moet Hennessy.
I see that. Yep.
This is a Hennessy product here, whatever. And I had this first bottle on New Year's, I believe. And I was just like, well, I didn't have this one. I had a different version of this. It was in like a limited edition can and stuff like that. And I thought it was fantastic. I was like, oof, this is really good. I think I had some filet mignon too as well. It was like a New Year's.
Oh, very nice.
New Year's filet mignon and lobster. What we had.
Oh, okay.
We do a little bit of the New Year's dinner, because I don't really go partying like that no more. So I'd rather have dinner and shit like that. So yeah. So I want to say that one more time. Veuve Clicquot.
Yes.
Girlfriend can't shit on me. I got it right. Yeah. Because I was brutally fucking that up 2 weeks ago when Cody was what names did I say? I said the Veuve Clicquot or whatever. I said Clicquot. Yeah, Clicquot or whatever.
Clickers.
You know what I had? I had the store owner say it for me.
There it is. hey, brother, can you say this for me?
Yeah, and I just looked at him. I just went like, I really like that bottle right there. And I was
how
like,
the fuck you say that?
That bottle right there. He was just like, oh, the Veuve Clicquot. I was just like, Yeah, that, I love that. And then I thought about 2 weeks ago. I said, "Oof, I was fucking that up royally." I was like, "Man, I think I called it the Vove click." I think I said some shit like that or whatever. I don't remember, but it was like brutally wrong, like horribly wrong. I see why your girl said we didn't know shit. I was like, "Ooh, man, it was bad. It was bad, man. It was bad." It was bad. I really like this label too. I didn't even know there was like red text going across the label too. I don't even know what that says either, but you can kind of see it going across her.
But I love it. Yeah, I see a little bit.
I love the design on this, whatever and stuff. Yeah, I got this bottle. The one I had was like maybe $100, whatever, but I got this bottle for $375. Oh, wait, not $375. I'm sorry. I'm reading the fucking milliliters. I got it for $35, I believe. $35 for the 375 milliliter here. And, I ain't even gonna try to read this shit. It's in French back here. The widow die with. Oh my God! I let Cody read that shit. He speaks fluent in French. There you go.
Okay. Yes, I do.
What's that bottom section? You see that?
La bébé, the widow, die with we. Viuda, la viuda.
That sounds badass.
There we go. That sounds badass,
man. Shoot.
The fuck out of that.
Yeah, sure. He really did. Yeah. Shit. He took that French in high school. He know he did. Shit.
Yeah. Not my shit.
Yeah.
Baguettes and all that.
Oh yeah, man. Hey, Hennessy is like the Sazerac of cognac or
there you go.
Brownlee, because Sazerac kind of just produces every fucking thing, or whatever. We'll come to all everything. Hennessy is that way for cognac, man. They do champagne, they do wines, they do all kinds of shit, and let's go ahead and get into the Vove Cliquot. That sounds so
good. That just rolls off the tongue so nice.
Yeah, really. It sounds so Cliquot. Fucking bougie as fuck, too. Like,
yeah, don't it sound like a perfume, some shit like that?
Yeah, man. It sounds like you would have like a commercial and like all you see is like smoke dust, whatever, and stuff. And then you see like a silhouette of lips sipping on it. Mm-hmm. And then
everybody just say Cliquot.
Yeah.
Like, just like that.
And like the last part, like you said, like wah, just like extends, like
Cliquot. Mm-hmm. Gives that refreshing scent.
Yeah.
Wah. Yes.
I'd like a bottle of the Cliquot. Yes. It just sounds bougie as shit. Right?
It sounds bougie as fuck.
Yeah. Probably the bougiest champagne we've had on this goddamn show so far, whatever. Color, if I have it in my Wonder glass here, it's got like that hard lemonade color.
Mm-hmm. Which pretty much checks out for most sparkling wine, champagnes.
Yeah, they all the same damn color, realistically. You might get some that are like a darker amber color or whatever.
Right.
But I don't even know which ones those are, to be honest. I don't think
usually it's like the rosés kind of get like a little pinker tinges.
Rosés, you get some. Yeah. I almost got the rosé one of this one because I never had the rosé one of it. And I was like thinking, I was like, I should get that one because, but I was like, no, I want to try this one or whatever for the show here. But it's like that pale gold, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Pale gold with some medium fine bubbles in there. Oh man, I remember for that dinner we had, I let the whole family, the whole family had some, and we all was just like, oh, that nose smells really good. It's got grapefruit on it, Cody. The apples, the green apples are there. I love green apple.
All right, so mainstays of the sparkling wine variety. Right.
This one has like hints of smoke on it too.
Really?
Yeah,
that's different.
Then this one has like an orange peel scent too as well. Grapefruit, apple, orange peel, and like hints of smoke on there. Like it's got a little bit of like this biscuity smoke scent over there. Man, this is my shit, man. A lot of white fruit noise too, like white grapes and stuff like that as well. But then you get like a brioche bun bread as well too.
Very specific.
The only reason why I know that is because I had a brioche bun for dinner last night. Okay. Makes sense. And funny enough, I was having this champagne with it too.
Oh, there you go.
Brioche bun, man. That's just.
Oh, yeah, I love brioche. Yeah, yeah. Brioche is fantastic.
You got a restaurant, you ain't got brioche. I don't know what the fuck you're doing. It's cheap as fuck now, too. You can get it anywhere. Remember, that used to be a specialty. You can only get that at certain places.
That used to be bougie.
Very bougie. But now it's like so common.
Yeah.
If you get a burger that don't have it, you just kind of like, the fuck? You still using red, white, or white?
I think Wendy's got fucking brioche buns.
Yeah, I think they do.
I think they do. I could be wrong on that, but I think they do.
Little hints of vanilla, just a little bit of hints or whatever, but like the white grapes are like sticking out, and it has this toastiness though to it too. It's like this very toasty. Yeah, it's very toasty in there.
Interesting.
Almost like it's been aged in a way.
That aroma sounds very. I love the sound of it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I can't smell it. It's yours, but yeah, that sounds.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Hmm. Ooh. Oh my. Mm.
Oh. I think somebody's having a liver fit right now.
Oh goddamn! What a white pour is that now? Oh, you know one thing I love about this thing. Remember when I first had it, I love the consistency of it. From the nose to the palate to the finish, everything just stays consistent or whatever. From what you get on the nose, you get on the palate, and then when you get it in the finish or whatever, it just all clicks all together or whatever and stuff. So the palate, you're getting that grapefruit, white peach flavor with the white grapes and stuff. And that just that little hint of smoke there too, because it like sizzled on the tongue. Kind of what you said earlier, like there's a little zestiness there. Hmm. I don't know champagne, but that's a goddamn good pour of champagne right there, okay? Mm-hmm. That is really fucking good. I don't know this. I think this champagne has been aged in something though.
You were saying vanilla, because that doesn't make a whole lot of sense with champagne. I mean, I could be wrong. Who the fuck knows? Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm a champagne novice. But you said vanilla. I'm like, that sounds like some sort of barrel character. You know what I mean?
Bottle don't tell you shit, but it does say.
Yeah.
It does say discover. I guess they call it Brut Yellow. Label mm-hmm. flashing this QR code if you want to learn more. So I guess you got to flash the QR code if you want to learn more about it. It doesn't say. And look, I ain't read no reviews on this at all or whatever and stuff. The only thing I know about this is...
I'm very curious about that.
But this tastes like it was aged in something.
Interesting.
It's so refreshing, so subtle. It's got like this... Ooh. On the side of your tongues, there's like this lemon... These lemon drop flavors are going on here as well. There's so much uniqueness going on in here. A lot of flavor in this. And the white fruits, like white peach and white grapes... and along with the green apples, whatever, they're all staying consistent as well. They just combine so well together. It's got like this nice medium to full body flavorness to it too as well. It's like just perfectly balanced. And then I said the brioche bun. I'm going with that bun, but you could kind of say any kind of bread like flavors, if you will, here. I'm telling you, this bottle's got to be. You know what? I'm gonna fucking QR code this shit. I got
that. No, call of the day. Well, yeah. QR code this shit.
QR code this shit. I got a QR code this shit.
That's awesome.
It say file not found, 404 error. If you think what you're looking for should be here, please contact now. That's all right. I don't want to do all that. I don't need to do all that now. Okay, well, whatever. This has 12% alcohol level on it too as well.
Okay, so a little higher than the mine's right here. Mine's 11.5.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's very well fleshed out, too. It's very well fleshed out. I love that. Mm. I love that finish, though, because it's like so clean and so nicely defined or whatever. It just has like everything that the palate is offering and that the nose is offering and then some. Like, it's just hitting you all in the right spec. I think that was a... I can't remember if it was last week or the week before when I did my review. I was like, there's something missing more on the finish area or whatever. Whereas this one, I think embodies everything I was looking for when it comes to having it on the palate and the finish there. And that's what I love about this pour right here. I wonder if I had this chill too. I never had this bottle chilled. It's always been warm, lukewarm or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or room temperature warm, I should say. And it always, like, it's supposed to be dry a little bit, but I don't get that at all, actually, whatever. It's got, like, this nice oiliness to it or whatever, so.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I'm looking at my bottle over here. Sorry to go off a little tangent.
Oh, no, no.
My bottle says extra dry, and I didn't feel this champagne was all that dry. I've tried drier champagnes in my time, sparkling wine, whatever you call them. And I don't feel this one is all that dry. But yeah, there is a sense of dryness to it, but it says extra dry too. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, mine doesn't say that. It doesn't say extra dry or dry, but extra dry. I've had some dry ass champagne at a wedding once. I was like, oof. Where that shit just sucks all the flavor
out. Yeah. And you're looking like
a fucking space alien. You're like,
yeah, like you just drink a gulp of sand or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's like, who the fuck thinks this shit's good with? But I will say this goes great with lobster, by the way. Any kind of white.
Oh, you know, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
I can totally see that.
Yeah, this is classy right here. This is classy. I love this toastiness on the back end though too. It's like mild as hell, whatever. Very subtle too. I'm telling you, this has to have been aged in something. Might have to look that up later, maybe. Hmm. Yeah, man, this is a really good pour. I'm enjoying this a lot. It's probably one of my favorites of the year so far, maybe.
Oh, well, shit.
Yeah.
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah, so it's a fuck it. Yeah, I hate this. Absolutely. It doesn't deserve my time, my effort, or anything else into it or whatever. And so, I need another. A little bit less.
Another. You about to just kill that bottle. Fuck it.
Yeah. I got a little bit left. We go ahead and finish that.
Yeah.
There we go.
Bottle kill on the show. Love it.
Yep. Hey, for $35 for a 375 milliliter, man, this is a win right here, dude. Actually, it's 375. I must have had like, what, 6 glasses of this shit now at this point? I don't know how many
glasses. Yeah, that is a small ass glass, though. But that's.
Yeah.
But you can get enjoyment out of it. So that's all that matters at the end of the day.
To be fair, though, it's the same pours, though, as a full size champagne flute. Because those are longer and thinner.
Okay.
And this is the same. Oh, okay.
I didn't even think about that. But
yeah. Right. So you're getting about the same amount, whatever. So mm-hmm. you probably get like 6 out of this.
So from what you're telling me of the quality of it, that's great value.
Or if you just get a full bottle for 70.
Yeah, full bottle for 70, which is probably what I would do, what you're describing.
Yeah. But if you want to try it, you can't go wrong with the Man, it's empty already. Ain't that a bitch? You can't go wrong with that. This is really fire. I got to tell you, I'm dropping a last drop on this.
There it is.
This is the last drop. This is my favorite champagne of the month so far.
Okay. The
only last drop I've given so far. So yeah, it has to be. You know. Mm.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
Mm.
And what's that? What's that pour called again?
Vio Cliqua.
Say that. I'm sorry, JB. I'm having trouble hearing, sir. Can you say that one more time?
Hold on. Let me
put my ear to the mic. The speaker, rather.
The VO. Cliqua.
Oh, okay.
Yellow label.
Yellow label. ..
Yellow label. Cliqua. They say, Cody, once you go click, you go.
Evidently, I had no idea. But I know now. once you go click, you go qua.
Qua, yeah. This might be the bougiest fucking name drink I've ever had.
That's a bougie fucking name.
It's probably the bougies. I mean, when you look at it, though, Hennessy's kind of fucking bougie, too. That name
You got to wonder, like, when they made that name, what was the setting? Like, you know what I mean? Like, where were they at? What were they doing?
They were at a titty bar. They were drunk. It was like sipping on some shit. It was like, yo. Girl's pussy is like a cliqua, dude. Like, the way she flicked that thing off on they were like, yo. The way she just flicked that thing on my mouth, like, yo, that was That was a cliqua, dude. Shit. And her toes taste like VO.
And there goes the origin.
Yeah. It was a French strip club, too, because, you know, they dirtier than down there. Like, they get, well, let me say that. It's not dirtier. It's more artsy down there. So, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know from experience or anything like that, whatever. Like,
when
I
was, you know.
Yeah, but, like, it's, like, definitely more, like, artsy in the strip clubs there. So, they was like, damn, when she flickered that off on me, whatever and shit, that tastes like click wah. She clicked that thing at me. You ever heard of pop that thing, Cody, here in America? They clicked that thing over there in France.
Now I see why you like it so much.
Oh, yeah. It tastes good. Yeah. Yeah. Where the white pores at, Cody? Mm. I'm going to make sure your girlfriend listens to this episode. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna cut this shit off. Be like, I can't listen to this at work. Oh, yeah. That smells like some cliquois in France. Yeah. Zesty. Oh, man. You know what? It's really got that pear nectarine scent going on really well.
Nectarine?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which, by the way, nectarines give me like PTSD and shit. So I don't fuck with nectarines like that no more.
Okay. All right. That's a story for another day.
Yeah, no, we can share it now. We used to have a nectarine tree growing up. Grandma used to cut switches off that motherfucker and beat my ass with. So,
oh, all right.
Yeah. So nectarine trees and all that. When I see them, I like cut them motherfuckers down ASAP.
That checks out. I see why you have PTSD from nectarines.
Yeah. And trust me, I know that scent very well.
I imagine you would.
Oh, yeah. Especially when she make you go cut the branch yourself. Jesus. And you'd be like,
that's
here you go. And you bring back this little ass thing. You'd be like, here you go. And she'd go like, that's what you brought me? Oh, my turn now. And she comes back with that long, thick one. And you're just like, oh, dear. It's going to be a long day. Yeah. So nectarine tree, fuck them trees. Whenever I hear someone growing one of those, I want to burn that bitch to the ground. No kids should ever. Well, actually, kids should have that sometimes. These kids are bad as fuck these days. They should be beaten like crazy. So, yeah. You ever had a Hot Wheels track across your back?
Can't say I have, sir.
Yeah. Well, I can't say a lot of kids have today.
Are you sure Granny wasn't Jigsaw?
Oh, I was talking with moms. That wasn't Granny.
Oh, mom. Sorry, they thought you were grandmother. Sorry, I completely get that mixed up.
Yeah. The trees was grandma.
Yeah,
they were in competition with each other.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Why am I sweating now all of a sudden?
I was about to say, yeah, you're kind of shaking that tulip. More breath.
Hey, we need to end this episode now. I got some fresh air, Cody. Who there? Grandma? I see her force ghost, you see Obi-Wan and shit. For some reason, she carries a branch tree with her for some reason. I'm just like, why is she carrying that? If she giving me advice, like, she's like, you better follow my goddamn advice, boy, or I'll whip your ass. Like, every time I see one of them trees, I hear the whoosh noise. I go like, be like, oh.
Wake up in your bed one day, there's a box of nectarines be between you.
Grandma? I don't want no more cliquois. Yeah, so look at me. I got my ass beaten. Look how I turned out.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a multi-thousandaire. Shit.
Yeah.
That turned out pretty well. Yeah. So, so parents, beat your kids' ass.
Specifically with the nectarine tree.
There was this one little
branches bastard. From a nectarine tree.
This one little bastard in fucking Whole Foods the other day. I wanted to wear his ass out myself. I was like, yo, if you don't beat his ass, I'm gonna beat his ass. God damn. This kid was knocking over shit and stuff like that, whatever. I was just like, yo, I'm looking at the store people, they just shaking their head because they know they can't do a fucking thing about it. And just like, if that woman don't beat that kid's ass and oh Lord, oh my God. That's why I can't go in public, Cody. That's why I gotta stay bunker boy for life. I got to stay bunker. I got to stay bunker boy. Yeah, because like I'm about to be in a, I'm about to be in Arkham
Asylum. It's for the greater good.
Yeah, because they're gonna put my ass in Arkham Asylum. Big Joker gonna be like, "What you doing here?" I whooped this kid's ass. He was knocking over cereal boxes and shit and whatever. And he fucking deserved. I'd do it again. I'll beat your ass if you knock over some cereal boxes. So, and then the Peach Man comes up to me. What you doing? I start freaking out by him. I go, "Oh shit!" Sorry, I'm having flashbacks again. Anyway, though, people, that's the end of the show. That is really fucking good, by the way. That them fucking. I love that toasty pear flavorness that's going on in the back end. That is just, that is really fucking good shit right here. Hennessy, I want to give you a standing ovation on that one. That's really good champagne. Like I said, I don't know champagne, but that's it right there. That is it. So, just want y'all to remember that.
Remember the name.
I think they should drop the V part and just call it Cliqua. Cliqua.
Hey, who knows? It might happen.
There should be like a smaller version of this one, like a miniature or whatever they just call it. It ain't big enough for the VO, but it's just
Cliqua, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. I want to be on their marketing team. So funny enough, I actually know someone that does work with this company. So.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. It's a buddy's wife of mine, whatever. I met her twice now at this point, whatever, and stuff, when she was hosting one of these, she was hosting the tasting, actually, I just went to. Her knowledge on champagne is amazing. So more amazing than ours, apparently, according to your girlfriend. So, he's gonna be like, my boyfriend does this podcast where he talks about shit he don't know about. So yeah, smart man. So we're gonna get out of here now, people. NBA playoff season's in effect. We gotta go watch some games, whatever and shit. We'll be back next week to wrap up Champagne Month or whatever. We're gonna wrap it up now. It's over. It's done with. We can get back to talk about what things we know about now. She's like, he ain't gonna let this go, honey. Just for this episode, honey. Just for this episode.
Just for this episode.
Maybe next week to wrap it up too. I'm your Godfather Whiskey, though. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.